Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 1st.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is gist, spelled G-I-S-T. Gist is a noun. It almost always appears in the phrase the gist and refers to the general or basic meaning of something written or said. In other words, its essence. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Columbian from Vancouver, Washington. Thanks to a student project at a Kirkland high school, Washington lawmakers are considering the impact of a pink tax. The gist? Products for women often cost more than similar products designed for men. Senate Bill 5171 would allow the Office of the State Attorney General to review complaints and hand out fines to companies that demonstrate gender bias in their pricing. The main point, overarching theme, essence? That's gist in a nutshell. The gist of gist, if you will. The gist of a conversation, argument, story, or what have you, is what we rely on when the actual words and details are only imperfectly recalled, inessential, or too voluminous to recount in their entirety. Gist was borrowed from the Anglo-French legal phrase location giste, the action lies or is based upon, in the 17th century. And it was originally used in law as a term referring to the foundation or grounds for a legal action without which the action would not be legally sustainable. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.